stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back. It's Friday, May 18th. We're back.
We're back.
After a day off.
Yes. So, about that day off.
Yes.
I heard you were on Guy Talk Radio and got a little silly.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't drink. I mean, I drank a little bit. No, I'm telling you, I had two sips. I was only here for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, that's why he didn't.
No, it had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I just got up in the morning and I was tired and, you know, so I thought, what the hell? You know?
I'm teasing. And I heard that, I was like, oh, I'm going to tease him.
Yeah. No, it had nothing to do with being on Guy Talk Radio. And but they always drink there, which
is funny.
Yeah.
Which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
But awesome.
Yeah, but I didn't drink too much. No, I didn't. I didn't have the time to drink too much.
You know?
So, but it was fun. Yeah, it was Joey's cool. I like him.
Yeah.
A lot. So, but we're going to have a few days off next week because you're going to be gone.
I'm in NYC for anyone out there that's a friend of mine and wants to say hi. You can message me.
So you're going to New York City for 3 days, 4 days?
Yeah, well, I leave tomorrow night. I'm hoping I feel better because right now my throat is really sore and I just feel like, blech.
Yeah,
but,
I know. You came in looking sick and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I'll keep up my voodoo and feel better. but yeah, I get in early tomorrow and I am back Wednesday.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. And you got a gig going on there and stuff, so that would be cool.
I'm working in the tech show. I forget what it's called exactly.
Is that streaming media East or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Oh my
I
god,
know.
That's funny. Yeah, so I'm working that. It happens to be in Midtown, but on the pier or something.
Oh, really?
Apparently, yeah. Oh. And it's like a big, you know, nerd show, but
yeah.
I'm going for loveit.com, that new site that I've been working with and doing videos for.
Uh-huh.
So I've been making mini commercials for them, and the site's launching huge really like soon. So we're hitting up the East Coast to show everyone what the site is and how we're about to launch. So
wow.
Exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
So you must be that good that they're taking you to New York to do this.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, my friend started the company. I've known him for about 10 years.
Mm.
And he, it's funny, he's done so many things. He was in insurance for film and TV.
Right.
Like 10 years ago, when I first moved to LA, I met him on a movie. We became friends. And from there, he wound up becoming part of this investment group.
Mm-hmm.
And he wound up investing in the Broadway play, which we're going to see Sunday night, Rock of Ages,
mm.
which has been all over the place. They premiered here in L.A. last year. I went to that premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're in New York. They're actually coming back to L.A., I think, in a month. I think in mid-June they'll be here. But anyway, so he's one of the producers. And now that Broadway play is being made into a film. And Tom Cruise is starring in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of American Idol people
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming out soon.
Yeah. So he's one of the producers.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he made a lot of money, you know, from doing that. And then he took that and then made this website that is just phenomenal. If any guys get a chance, you should go to loveit, LOVVIT.com/beta. We're still in beta. Okay. Right now, we'll be launching another probably like a month.
And what's the site about now?
It's really cool. It's basically like a new version of like a Groupon meets YouTube.
Mm.
So basically, when you go to like Groupon, right, and you see a picture or deal that's on there, you see a picture. You have no idea what the place is like. You have no idea anything besides trying to Google it and figure it out.
Right.
Well, this is an actual video. It's a mini commercial. So when you have the deals, you get to watch what it actually is.
Right.
So you're seeing that object or the restaurant, or if it's a ride, you're like on the ride. You know, like you're seeing whatever it is. It was videotaped. And there's a deal that's attached to it. But it's actually for the public to be involved. So anyone can be involved. So for example, if what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing?
Yeah.
Sex.
Besides? Think an object.
Oh, an object.
I can't sell sex
What's
on there.
What's my favorite thing? An object?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I don't have favorite objects. I would say a car or something, you know.
Okay. I'm going to use Java Monster since I'm drinking it right now and it's making my throat feel better. Oh, my God. So, Java Monster. I like drinking Monster because, A, it made my throat better this morning. So, I'm going to make a video on it. And I don't think of me. It could be anyone in the U.S., anywhere, wherever you live. It doesn't matter. It could be, it's not just people who work for the company. It's all publicly driven. So, basically, I like Java Monster and I'm in Kansas. Like, I'm a normal person like anyone else listening. I am not, you know, radio person, not whatever.
Yeah.
So, I like this so much. I'm going to make a little video on my phone, which everyone has smartphones now.
Right.
And I'm going to say, Java Monster is so good. And then, you know, drink it or whatever. Be creative. Something silly. I actually made a video on Monster already. And I uploaded it to the site. And then the site emails Monster themselves. And Monster says, someone made a video on your product. They like your product. So Monster looks at it and says, wow, this is really cute. I'm going to accept the video, which will launch on their page on this site. And I'm going to make a deal. So it'll be like 2-for-1 cases or whatever, $5 for $10 or whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Whatever the deal is. And it goes from shoes to, you know, tickets to shows to clothing to, I mean, everything. It's just like Groupon.
Right.
But it's the public can actually upload your own deal. So if you like something so much and you want to see a deal from it, like maybe, you know, your favorite restaurant, you eat there all the time and you're like, I wish I could get a deal here.
Right.
You know, like it could even
so you go and you create a video.
You create a video and you
upload it.
And then Love It contacts the merchant and says, someone made a video. Do you want to become involved?
Okay.
Yeah. And then the good thing about it is like for merchants out there, like I don't know if you guys know Groupon takes 50% of sales.
Is that how much they take?
It's such bullshit.
Wow.
And they already discount the prices so much.
Yeah.
So the company winds up making like $5, $10 on a product.
Right.
It's really shitty.
Yeah.
This company only takes 25%.
Right.
And out of that 25%, we've got people like me or certain celebrities are becoming involved now where or even you, let's say you upload so many videos, like the general public, you know, it could be Joe Schmo from, you know, Alabama uploads 100 videos. He now gets celebrity status just because he's done so many videos and we like the videos.
Right,
like they're good.
I see. Okay, so then what does he get?
So now you get points for every video that you upload.
I see.
And you get to shop for free in our mall. And our mall could be products that you like. It could be shoes. It could be clothes. And you get it. You use your points and they all add up for certain things and you get them sent to you.
Right.
As a thank you for, you know, making all these videos and good videos that the companies like.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it sounds like a clever idea.
It's pretty cool.
I hope it succeeds for them.
It's different. Yeah. And like a lot of different celebrities are involved right now. And the girls that are a couple guys, but mostly the girls that are doing the videos and stuff are called passionistas. And because we're passionate about whatever it is. And I'm kind of like the little leader of that, a little passionista people. So. It's interesting. It's fun. It's a cool idea. It's just more innovative and such. And it beats all the other sites because companies get to keep more. And it really integrates, like, all of U.S. Like, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. So,
yeah.
Sounds
good. So, you're involved with them?
I'm involved with them.
Okay, sounds good.
So, that's
good.
Why I'm headed off to New York with the creator of everything, the brain behind it.
Well, get some stock. Maybe you'll become a billionaire. You know?
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Like with Facebook, you know, finally,
they went public yesterday.
Today.
Was it today?
Yeah,
it was
today. And, you know, I mean, this has been like hyped so much that it's like everybody's like, yeah, I want to buy Facebook stock. But most people tell you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't right now.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I really
just
wouldn't.
Just wait to see what happens with it. You know,
because
it's like, you know, when you first have the IPO, the prices go up and down. They're saying that it's been pretty steady. This morning since it was opened, but you know, what do I know? But a lot of people are becoming billionaires from this, you know.
Yeah, no, I
just imagine, you know, you start with a small company, they tell you, here, we'll give you some stock options, and you go, no, I want cash, you know.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm working on a website with my girlfriend now that's definitely, it's different, no one's done it yet, and it's similar to a lot of things that are out there, but it's totally different, and we have a feeling that it's going to blow up as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Facebook?
I can't really explain
you
it.
You would like it.
I mean, I would like it to, of course, yeah. But I don't think it's going to be that big, no. But it'll be good.
Yeah. Well, I wish you a lot of success, you know, because many people are trying, you know, everybody's got like ideas coming out of their asses.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know. I mean, you can even build what you want. But if you can't launch it, if
that's
you can't market it and get a lot of users, it's it falls flat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, something different. That's what. But but I really do believe in and love it. And Max is a genius, if he's listening. Mm. We'll have him on the show soon to talk about it when they get closer to the launch.
Okay.
And there's, like I said, there's a lot of celebrities that are becoming involved with it, too. So it'll be very interesting.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But I'm willing to bet that if you buy Facebook today and you forget about it for 10, 20 years, it'll be worth a lot. You know?
Possibly.
I mean, it's starting at $38. That's not, or $42. That's not a lot. You know?
I would buy it for $42.
Yeah.
I'd only buy one.
Yeah.
What's that going to do? See, I'm not a gambler.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Yeah. I like having all
I know. It's definitely gambling to be on the stock market.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's ways to reduce your risk and everything, but you have to be open to some losses, possible losses if you can, you know.
This is true.
So you're right. It is like gambling, you know, and I'm not a gambler either. So I don't play the stock market. I bought some Google and Apple years back, and then they went up quite a bit. I sold them, but, you know, I mean, now what?
Right.
You know, so... Yeah, and you can't buy a lot of stocks. I mean, a lot of shares. I mean, Google is like $600. So you can only buy one or two. And that's not going to make a big difference, even if it doubles itself.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So you have to spend a lot of money on this stuff. And some people do, you know. But the interesting thing about IPOs is that, you know, there's all this hype and everybody wants to buy the stock. But when it's first put out there, you know, the normal the average investor cannot buy it.
Right.
You know? It's only the big companies, the big investment companies and stuff. So people don't realize that. But, you know, the thing is, you know, buying stock just because you like the company and you like their product is not necessarily a smart thing to do.
This is true. This is true. I mean, I definitely have to. I mean, I get the whole, you know, stock market thing. Mm-hmm. I was given stocks when I was younger. And they're not here anymore. small. and then when I was working at Abercrombie back in the day before it blew up even more, it was before Abercrombie became like huge. They gave you stocks. They gave you stock options because I worked full time for them.
Really?
It was the only place that would hire you if you weren't 18. Yeah.
Oh.
I think I was 16 when I worked there. Well, my girlfriend also was managing the store, so I worked there for a while. It was actually the only job that I kept. Every other job I worked for 2 weeks and quit for the discounts.
Really?
It was the only job I kept because they got sued eventually, Abercrombie, because they only hire model looking people and they get away with it because they're called brand representatives.
Oh, okay.
So they were only hiring who they would want in like their magazine type things.
Right.
And this is the very beginning of Abercrombie. And they
I'm sure somebody wants to get him in trouble for that.
They
want
to get him sued because I will let you know that and this is actually crazy. If people would come in and they were a certain size, if they were bigger than a size 4, throw their application away. We were told.
Wow.
And we would throw them away. And if you didn't look a certain way, you'd throw them away.
Right.
And it actually says this in our in the manager handbook. Mm. Now, I wasn't a manager, but my best friend's older sister was. So we got to see the handbook.
Yeah.
And it actually said these things. I mean, who you should hire and who you shouldn't in there. And so someone got a hold of it. And I told my parents about this like years ago. And they're like, whatever, it doesn't say that. I'm like, yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, Abercrombie got sued for, you know, I don't even know, I remember how much. This is like way back when I was in high school. And they had to change their whole policy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they still are particular who they hire. If you ever go to like the malls and stuff and you go in Abercrombie, they're all like beautiful people.
Yeah.
Because the guys have their shirts off.
Yeah,
you notice
exactly.
That?
Well, I have something to say about that. We'll get to it in a minute, though, because we have a phone call.
Oh, our guest is calling.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Brigetta. Nice to talk to both of you.
Nice to talk to you.
And who's calling us, Brigetta?
This is David.
Uh-huh.
And he's awesome. He wrote us and talked about how, like, he's been on all kinds of shows and whatnot, predicting different earthquakes in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I told you before, like, I feel like the big quake is coming soon. And some people say it's 100 years later, and some say, no, it's not. It's actually sooner than that. So David's going to help clear it up for us.
Okay, sounds good, David. What is your, well, first of all, where are you calling us from?
Well, I lived in Los Angeles for a long time. I recently retired to Los Angeles Unified School teacher from South Central Los Angeles, and I moved to Pittsburgh, so I'm calling from the East Coast.
Shitsburg.
I'm out of harm's way.
Oh, don't tell me you're a Shitsburg fan, though.
No, I'm not. I haven't. Good. They've been trying to get me on board with that. But,
no, don't do it.
It's a beautiful city, though. I have to say that. I don't know about their football team, but it's a beautiful, beautiful city.
Really?
Looks
how did you
like
end up?
Looks a lot like San Francisco.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
How did you end up there, living in L.A.?
It's a long story, but okay. You know,
a girl.
I mean, you know, any big city USA seems to be the same to me. I'm traveling a lot now, and this is a good place to base myself.
Awesome,
good.
Awesome. So you were in LA and you got interested in earthquakes. Is that what happened?
That's what happened. Yeah, I was a recent arrival. 86, I arrived and. Almost immediately, you know, that's the series of four big quakes, starting with Whittier Narrows and ending with Northridge. They all, I don't know if, you know, people that have lived there for decades, you know, sort of know it but in their heart, but sort of don't. I went back and I took a look at the evidence. All these dawn and dusk quakes, the four that I experienced, thrown out of my bed at dawn, almost at the same Northridge, some of those quakes are like seconds apart. Gorman and Northridge separated by decades, yet seconds apart insofar as the time is concerned. Mm-hmm. And all of them taking place, not all of them, but a great number of them in the 20th century taking place during these gravitationally tidally active periods during dawn and dusk, during new and full moons, during near syzygy events. So I went back and I took a look at the empirical evidence, and lo and behold, there it was. And then found a great thread of scientific studies that said the same thing, going all the way back to when California was still part of Mexico. So there's it's been poo-pooed, but lately there's been a sea change around the world, and it's if you were to ask a great seismologist now whether, you know, the tides trigger earthquakes, they wouldn't be telling you balderdash like they would have told you in 96.
Oh, really? So they're not so sure anymore? Is that what it is?
They're not so sure anymore. And you know, like Tom Jordan, for example, I don't want to drop names because, you know, they're certainly not my great supporters, but he's the director of the Southern California Earthquake Center. And AOL News asked him just last year, they got a preview of my book, Forecasting the Catastrophe, and they went to the horse's mouth and said, so, you know, what about this? Can tides trigger earthquakes? And if they can, you know, this would happen during new and full moon special, you know, near syzygy, perigee events when the tides are stronger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that would be the first step toward a prediction. You know, supposedly earthquake prediction's impossible. So, you know, which way does it go? And he's a bold guy and an honest fellow. And he simply said, I think I get the quote right here, that it's been shown, recent studies have shown that, yes, the smaller quakes have been proved to be triggered by tides. Not so sure about the big ones yet.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, you know, and obviously you're not approaching this from a psychic point of view or anything. You're looking at it scientifically because we, in the past, I've had people that could predict earthquakes or claim they could. You know, just based on spiritual stuff, you know. So,
so you're like, oh, whatever. Yeah. No, this guy's a real deal.
Yeah, he's a real deal, yeah.
Well, Bridgetta's claim that she thinks that it might be sooner rather than later, that's, I don't know if that's psychic or not, but I'll go on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why I've been, I try not to, you know, I don't want to come off as, you know, somebody who's just a relentless, you know, crank, saying, you know, repeating the same, the sky is falling stuff, but... Every seismologist around the world will agree with Bridgetta that it is sooner rather than later. And as far as Southern California is concerned, unfortunately, the southern sections of the Mojave and Coachella Valley sections of the San Andreas haven't moved since Peter the Great was running Russia. That was 300 years ago.
Wow.
The kind of tension that has been stored, the potential energy that's stored in about 25, 30 miles away from where you guys are sitting right now.
Oh, great.
It's going to move someday very, very soon. And everybody is, you know, USGS has said, everybody will tell you that. And that's the point that I'm making. is there some way for us to at least, take the first steps toward having some sort of prior knowledge when this event may happen, as opposed to doing nothing.
Right. So we can have an early warning or something. But
mm-hmm.
Although
correct.
I don't know much that we can do when an earthquake is imminent. But
well, I will say, I don't know if you've heard of this theory or not, or where, I can't remember who it was. So it's gonna really drive me crazy. But there was some really well-known earthquake predictor or whatnot. She wrote a book, and it was a woman, and she was saying when she predicted almost every earthquake that's like big ones that have happened, and right. The tsunamis and whatnot too. And she was saying like, if Panama gets hit soon with either an earthquake or a tsunami, I can't remember what, if, or is that Panama? I'm sorry, it's Portugal. And if Portugal gets hit, then California's next. Mm. And like, cause she's predicted all this stuff and it's happened, what she said, but she's like, Portugal will get hit and then LA will get hit. And this book was written, I don't know, a couple years ago or whatever. Mm. So, but it's crazy because everything that has already happened. So do you know what I'm talking about or no?
Well, I know that there's, that may not be so crazy as it sounds. I know that on the Ring of Fire, there's quite a number of extremely well-respected seismologists who have taken a look at, Christchurch and then Japan and then
poor Christchurch.
And in New Zealand. Remember a couple of years ago, the big one that hit the New Zealand?
Absolutely.
And then,
yes.
I was there. Well, I was there right before it.
Oh, you were
it,
there.
Right before it. And because I had a TV show and it was shot in Christchurch, actually, in New Zealand. I have a lot of friends that were there. And then we came back and it happened like literally not too long after. And I couldn't believe it.
Well, they've done studies and they've taken a look at where these big ones along the Ring of Fire took place and what kind of time frame separated them and what happened when in one area when one struck as opposed to the other. And there's some scientists who believe that these big quakes on the Ring of Fire can engender others, months later, halfway around the world. That Mother Earth is, they're everything is connected. There's a 40,000-kilometer string of fault lines that, the whole surface of the Earth is connected in that way. And when these monsters, especially like Japan, my God, when something like 9.4 happens. Mm-hmm. The amount of energy is beyond comprehension. It's almost like thinking about space. You get into numbers where it's ridiculous. The amount of energy that these quakes exert on the fault lines. You can't imagine. It's not stupid to imagine that it might evidence itself. In Portugal, like you said. Lisbon in 1755. I was just reading. I was trying to think of some funny stuff that, there's nothing funny about earthquakes, but in case you guys had, I know you tend to go toward comedy every once in a while. I was looking at some funny incidents, some ironic stuff around the world, and 1755, Lisbon was absolutely one of the greatest earthquakes that has ever, transpired in a populated area took place. So Lisbon is definitely on the danger zone.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, what areas are included in the Ring of Fire that you mentioned?
Imagine the beach, all the beaches of the Pacific Ocean, from Asia to, going along Chile up the Central America through the West Coast, up through Alaska, and then back over toward Russia. It makes almost a ring.
Yeah, like the Pacific Rim, pretty much.
The Pacific Rim, and it's one of the. It is the most seismically active area region on Earth, both volcanically and for earthquakes. So, when something happens in Japan, or Vancouver, a big one, just the largest earthquake in Vancouver's history since the '40s took place just up there recently. And if you don't mind me mentioning, these windows that come up, the higher, they're not predictions, but they're higher probability events. There's one coming up just day after tomorrow at dawn and at dusk. Not specifically, meaning in Los Angeles, but for some locale along the United States West Coast. So I like to, put it out there prior so that, the scientific method requires that, it's very easy for me to say, next Tuesday, I knew there was going to be a big quake on the West Coast when it's required that you say it in advance and then let the chips fall where they may. So
right.
Wait, so you think there's something that's going to happen either this weekend or a couple days after?
Well, in my book, I've tabulated 182 events from now until the year 2020.
Wow.
Not that each one of them means that there's going to be an earthquake, mm-hmm. but they're just, insofar as I'm concerned, they're higher probability times and dates. So, yeah, just by happenstance, from us talking, the next one in the almanac would be Sunday morning at dawn or Sunday evening at dusk. And when I say dawn and dusk, I mean even more specifically 4:45 to 7:55 a.m. and or p.m. So mm-hmm.
thank God I'm in New York this weekend.
I'm trying to be specific.
Right. Yeah. No, that's really great.
Now, have you been able to accurately predict earthquakes?
Obviously, because as she mentioned a little bit earlier, Jetha mentioned earlier that I'm just not a voice in the wind. I'm not a seismic messiah or anything, but I've been fortunate enough to be given quite a bit of media time over the last 15 years. Uh-huh. And it's because of a number of earthquakes that were struck, very, very closely. The greatest earthquake and second greatest earthquake in Seattle's recent history since the 60s. I missed by 69 minutes, the May 2nd 5.4 Seattle quake. And a number like that, missed by 15 minutes, missed by an hour, missed by a couple hours. The most recent one, the big one in Sacramento, the exact date escapes me, but the 4.9 that struck up there maybe a month ago, I was on George Norrie's show and the X Zone and on many, many talk radio stations all around the world talking about that, the 26th of March, I believe it was. And that was missed by 3 hours just, weeks ago.
No, amazing. So, yeah. Amazing. Well, this is cool.
There may actually be something to this other than, just hot air.
Right. No,
and we may see something, day after tomorrow, at least some sort of a cogent indication that this might be the first step toward, solving this.
Yeah.
So do you think that, so it's going to be somewhere in the Southern California is what you're saying for this weekend?
When I say the West Coast, I mean somewhere. People might say, "Well, gee, can't you be a little more specific?" And insofar as the geography is concerned,
it's
pretty specific.
Right.
Rather than talking about the whole world, I'm not talking about New Zealand or Japan or Turkey or Iraq. So that excludes 99.999% of the planet. But I mean that thin longitudinal stretch that goes mm-hmm. with San Andreas and Cascadia. So basically, a few miles either way along the coast, starting from around Baja, going up to Seattle. So,
got it. And do you know, when you predict these type of earthquakes, because we have little mini ones every day here, it's they're huge ones.
Yeah, those don't count, obviously. So thank goodness you said that. I mean, because there's one going on right now. I mean, there's going to be one in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No, not twos or threes. These would have to be
Five or six,
Yes.
Okay.
And for your listeners, and I'm glad you mentioned that because people get confused. I was talking in Ireland the other day, or in Fort Lauderdale in Florida, and just when I was on the air talking, it came over Fox News that there was an earthquake in San Francisco, and it was one of the days that we were talking about, and mm-hmm. they all started clapping, and it was kind of embarrassing because I had to tell them, hold off there, guys. It's not exciting,
Yeah.
When I realized it was interesting, that it should happen at that very minute, and that I was on the, we were talking about it, mm-hmm. and at first they were kind of poo-pooing me, and we got a little bit friendly later on when they realized that I wasn't, I didn't have a tinfoil hat on or something, but people don't realize that, they think, the place is shaking out there constantly. Twos and threes happen all the time, so no, it would have to be something like a five or a six, and to give your listeners an idea, everybody out there knows, fives don't happen all the time. I think the last 5.0 earthquake on the West Coast was a year ago. Mm-hmm. they're pretty rare, so.
Right. Okay, well, sounds good. Now, you mentioned a book. Did you write a book about this?
Yes, if anybody's interested, they can go to my website, earthquakepredictors.com. It's called Forecasting the Catastrophe. It's the ebook version. It's, just a few bucks, $3 or $4. And it's also in, paperback. And it, for months, for it was the number one, believe it or not, I'm kind of proud about it. It was the number one selling book in seismology and geoscience.
Wow.
In English on Amazon.com in,
that's
in
amazing.
The world, I guess.
Must make you feel proud.
Well, for a guy that, yes, I am kind of proud about that.
Yeah, why not?
I don't have a degree in seismology, and I'm certain that, that's kind of an odd happenstance that a person could write a book in that subject and have it so well received. But it's written very plainly. It's written in a popular style. It's written so where anybody can understand it. I'm not pretending to be a brainiac. What I've discovered is something that anybody with a pair of eyes and common sense would see. The evidence is pretty astounding. It goes back 150 years, and it's not just a scientific detective story, but it's a story that will hopefully make you a little eager, to get a little bit upset with the scientific and governmental authorities, to drop an email to the governor. What I'm doing, and I don't want to talk forever, but on my website, there's a petition that people can sign to ask Governor Brown to, there's a panel, believe it or not, called the Earthquake Prediction Advisory Council in California.
Mm-hmm.
Even though earthquake prediction is impossible, I guess they forgot to tell the governor's office. And this panel is, it's a panel of true brainiacs, scientific geniuses on the West Coast, that they're impaneled whenever the governor is given a plan to decide yes or no, viable or fallible, smart or dumb, having to do with, earthquake prediction. So I'm asking that he impanel this body, that the book be looked at, and, if it's if they pronounce it goofy and nonsensical and useless, so be it. But I'd like my fair day in court. So there's a, people could go to my website, and even if they don't buy the book or, send me a great accolade, if you'd drop a line to the governor and say yes or no, I'd appreciate it very much, because I'd like this to end somewhere rather than just repeating myself constantly on the air. I'd like to see something done insofar as the first steps toward an earthquake warning system.
I'll help you do it. And you know what? There's a site, which I'll email you, that helps get things to the government. I can't remember what it's called right now, but I'm involved in two of them. I think one of it's called like someofus.org, and the other one is I forget what it's called, but you can get, it's like a petition, and you can get everyone to sign it. I'm involved in a lot of those, so I'll find it and forward it to you to your email, because we can actually, you get people to click on the link and then they sign up that way.
Thank you, Bridgetta.
Absolutely. Okay.
And I thought this was going to be comical. I was ready for all kinds of jokes.
Okay, well,
now am I.
We'll send you some jokes in the mail. Okay, everybody, get the book, Forecasting the Catastrophe. How do you pronounce your last name, David?
David Nabhan.
And
earthquakepredictors.com. And,
right.
And if you want to drop an email to the governor and say, I heard the guy talk, no, don't do it, that's fine, too. I just want Governor Brown to, I'm letting him know that I've had people email him from Ireland, from Chile, I don't want him to think I'm going anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not that I want to be I don't want to be his enemy either. I'm
right.
Trying to be very polite with this. I'm just it'd be fantastic if a constant cacophony of pleas from around the world came to him to simply, not to enshrine my book and my ideas, but to have them looked at, to
mm-hmm.
get a fair hearing. That's the way we do things in this country. We don't say something's wrong until we actually look at it. And I don't like the idea that, there's silence around this book, when if there's even a little bit right, if there's a little bit, if I've got 1% of this correct, if there's something, a little piece of it that's good. It should be noted, and it could be a part of a piece of a puzzle that could take this someplace.
Right.
I just found the website. It's there's three of them: change.org, moveon.org, and someofus.org. Those are the websites that you can sign up for a cause, create a page, and then email it to me, and then I will blast it everywhere for you.
Sounds good.
Okay. I will absolutely do that. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, David, thank you so much. Very informative, very entertaining, and good luck with everything.
Absolutely.
Sam, Bridgetta, thank you both very much. It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, bye.
It is interesting because I feel like And you know what? I do believe that you can. Scientists and the government know way more than they're leading on to. They know. I mean, they. I really do believe this. I really do believe that they know when, you know, a lot of bigger earthquakes are going to happen. And he is on to the right thing, I think. Mm. But they just don't want to tell everyone, because what are you going to do? Have mass panic everywhere and everyone's going to freak out?
But that's the thing is, I mean, that's always the excuse, you know, with the UFOs, the same thing I asked you when the guy was here.
Right.
Okay, so why don't we hear about this? Oh, everybody's going to panic. So, I mean, you know, it sounds like conspiracies to me. I don't think people could keep this stuff secret.
I do.
You know, there's too many people involved.
I really do, because where are everyone going to go? Where are you going to house all these people? And also, there's no way to, I hate to say it, but, like, control population in a way, mm-hmm. make you listen to, like, the government. I don't know. It's just, I feel like, because you know what? Everyone comes together during a disaster. Have you ever noticed that?
Right. Yeah.
Everyone comes together during a disaster. And yeah. So let's say there's a huge earthquake that's here. The whole nation's going to forget about whatever drama is going on over in the White House, mm-hmm. and they're going to all come over together and, you know, work together and raise money to help, and
right.
everyone gets involved. Involved and we're all united once again.
Yeah,
you know,
I just hope it doesn't get to that, though, you know, because I think in a big city like here, if we have a serious earthquake, man, it's going to be, like, serious. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be very serious shit, you know?
I agree, so, but it's going to happen eventually, and California is going to be an island like Hawaii. I'm serious. Arizona will be oceanfront property. They've been saying it for years.
I know they've been saying it. They're saying a lot of things. You sit here and predict the end of the world all the time. No, I just read about the 2012 that everybody got it wrong. You know, they just discovered other Mayan stuff.
Really? Where?
Yeah, in Mexico, and found that actually it wasn't the end of the calendar. It was just I don't know, a reset or something, or
what?
You know, yeah, it wasn't
they
were not trying to predict
shit.
The end of the world. I was reading about this week.
Okay, who discovered this and when was it released? Because the thing is, the government guaranteed to have known this for a long time, and they're just trying to scare everyone, blah blah blah. And then now, boom, it comes out right near like the end of 2012. Come on, really, really? We've had scientists there for years,
yeah.
Especially like the past couple of years, more and more go there because they're trying to discover and teach everyone. All these shows are coming up about the end of the world, 2012. And blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
But people have always predicted
the end
of the world.
And now they're going to release it? Now they're saying, oh, no, it's okay.
Do you know
that
people have always predicted the end of the world? It's not going to happen in our lifetime. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to be. Well, I had two theories. I had the theory with the solar flares, and I told you what would happen with the solar flares, you know?
Yeah.
And if the solar flares were to happen, and there's solar flares all the time, yes, but they've been more and more. We're in the middle of this storm still. You see how it's been affecting our aircraft. You see it in the news occasionally. It's been affecting our satellites and whatnot. If it does hit, then like I said, it would knock out the power grid for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very dangerous. Because if you don't have power for a year, that's no gas. That's you know, all those things that I was listing.
No, I know. I mean, it sounds pretty scary, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It's a theory.
Yeah, we should have a bet on that, you know?
We should have a bet on that. But you know what also is, like, I also feel, you know, you're right. It is a reset in our atmosphere or whatever. Like, have you ever noticed that more people, there are more and more people coming into the new age, meaning like healing.
Right. Yeah.
More people are tapping into other parts of their brain. More people are getting into holistic studies and holistic care and, you know, healing and psychic and using like powers to heal yourself or whatever. More of it's happening now than has ever. And it's like, I think more people are, I feel like it's like the shift that they're talking about is more of a vibrational shift and more of like having to do with using more of your brain and whatnot.
Mm. I don't know. I think this hunger for spirituality is because the world has become so materialistic, you know, with the technology and everything. And, you know, I think that people are looking for ways to rise beyond that, you know, and they're looking for something more in life, a little more meaning, you know. Whether it makes sense or not, I'm not so sure, but, you know, it works for people, and that's all that matters. You know, if it works for you, man, then it works.
<You know? laughs> All right.
Yeah. Now, to change the subject a little bit, did you hear about Mary Kennedy, the ex-wife of Robert Kennedy Jr.?
No.
She died yesterday. They found her hanging.
What?
This is like a Kennedy wife.
You know, I'm not surprised. The Kennedys have been involved in mob for years.
So, not only that, but they've always had tragedies, you know?
Because they're involved in the mob.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Yes, they
are. I mean, JFK Jr. died by flying his plane.
You really believe that that was that way?
I do.
Because they, I mean, small planes, yes, but you can mess with equipment. Honestly, the Kennedys weren't very, you know this, right? They were very involved in the mob back in the day.
Right.
Especially with Prohibition and like all those things all the way throughout the years. And like, and everyone knows this. Those were mob hits when JFK was shot.
You think those were mob hits?
Oh my God. There's like so many things about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were very involved in that kind of stuff. And the mob is still alive and around today. Now, do I believe that she was, you know, hung because of the mob stuff? No, but the tragedies, they say, because that's not really, they're not really after them anymore. I mean, most of them are gone already, you know? Right. But I think probably she just couldn't handle any of it anymore.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of family secrets in that family.
Know, yeah, and he left her. He was filing for divorce and everything, you know, and I think she was despondent. And, you know, I mean, that's terrible. That's terrible. There were, I mean, you know, for someone like that, she was 52 years old, to go and hang yourself, you have to be pretty desperate, you
That's
know?
A shame.
Yeah.
It really is a shame. Now, someone emailed me, a friend emailed me this thing saying about Larry Sinclair, Obama's ex-lover. yeah, no, I'm serious. Obama's ex-lover and boyfriend speaks out. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
Will Obama come out of the closet?
Because I read only mainstream stuff. Okay. Legitimate shit.
I thought this was interesting. Larry Sinclair wants to know, when will Obama come out of the closet? This was on May 10th. It came out in the Manning Report. And it was on Barack Obama's latest statement, desiring gay marriages, just confirms he wants an open marriage to include Larry Sinclair. In the back of a limo with, oh, this is really funny. Anyway, so there is this whole, it's on YouTube. You guys can check it out on YouTube. And will Obama come out of the closet, Larry Sinclair?
Yeah.
You guys should definitely check it out because it's very interesting. But apparently,
people will see all kinds of things.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things on this, so you guys should.
You know, one of John Travolta's accusers has hired Gloria Allred. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, let me tell you this.
People.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gloria Allred is
a ball buster.
But she's amazing. I almost hired her for something
really?
I was involved in. Yes. And we have way better lawyers now. But yeah. And she is a ball buster. She also chases the fame.
Right. And she hates men. She hates men.
Pretty
it's
much,
clear.
In
it's
a way.
Clear, yeah.
But I mean, and I will have to say though, like I said before, I know for a fact that Travolta has had, you know, things with men.
Okay.
I personally know this. Personally.
You were there and you saw it.
Yes. Actually, yes.
Yeah.
In North Carolina, I was working on a film
years
ago, and yes,
okay.
I know about this.
Well, who's going to argue with you about that?
So that I do know. I mean, I will. Yes, I absolutely know. But I mean, people have known this. They've known it for a while, and it just never came out.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing, is that I don't really care. You know, I mean, that's people's
private
lives and stuff, you know. But I think people are, you know, just because he's been denying it, that people are after him, you know, like.
And you know what, though? It's like, I don't know. It makes me irritated how, I guess in a way, like, he should have had a non-disclosure agreement signed between everyone. Like I said, there's a lot of celebrities that do a lot of things. I mean, everyone, you know, whatever, everyone has their secrets. But if you're going to have your masseuse there and your masseuse knows a little bit more about you than anything else, wouldn't you make him sign a non-disclosure? You should.
Yeah.
Because then you can sue him and he has to shut the hell up. He can't talk about anything or he's in trouble.
Right.
You know, and so it's kind of, in a way, it's his own fault for not making anyone sign an NDA.
Yeah, but you know what? Those NDAs, they don't really hold in court, you know? I mean, I've been told of so many instances where people sign those and the court just ignores it. You know, so I don't know how much force it has, but, you know, I mean, leave the guy alone. You know, he wants to suck dick. Let him do it.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean,
who cares? You know,
I agree.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Now, check this out. In Thailand, they found roasted fetuses stashed in luggage.
That is freaking disgusting.
Yeah. Now.
Well, you know, it's Thailand.
Yeah.
Come on.
Six roasted fetuses covered with gold for black magic rituals.
Yep.
Were found in a Bangkok hotel room.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, yeah, so that's what they're, it's like for rituals and shit like that.
I know a lot about that crap. Okay, because in Maryland, where I grew up, there's a lot of weird shit that happens. But one time, I'll never forget this, like I grew up in a place called Ellicott City, which is outside of between Baltimore and D.C., and a very old area. And I used to love exploring. And I would go in the woods and explore all these places, whatever. And there's a couple, like a lot of, I mean, because it's a very old area where things are built back, you know, 1600s and stuff, like a lot of the buildings. So we used to just drive through. And one time we knew of people doing rituals. And we knew there was a lot of devil worshiping. We knew there was a lot, or black magic, whatever you want to call it. And just weird groups that were there. There's a lot of, I don't know if they're like skulls or whatever, but there's a lot of like those different groups that are everywhere. And we've seen them before. And one time I broke into this little, it was an old like shed and it's in the middle of the woods. And I was like, this is so cool. Let's explore. I want to be an explorer when I was younger. And we went and explored and we found like these old wedding dresses. There were maggots all in it. It was so disgusting.
Oh my God.
But it was beautiful. And then the house next door to it was another little shed and there were black capes everywhere. And I'm like, that's weird. And those weren't as old. Those were kind of like recent. I'm like, that's weird. So one time we were driving down the road and there was an old house that you always see. And there was a fire that I saw. And it was during like the summer solstice or something. It was an actual date that people would do stuff on. And there's a huge fire and everyone was wearing black hooded capes all in a circle. And I got out of the car and I was like, let's go look at this. What are they doing?
Wow.
And we got out to go look at them. Then they saw us, they chased us down. They actually got into the car and tried to run us off the road. They tried to kill us. It was actually really intense. It was really insane. The story goes on longer, but I'm just going to shorten it. Yeah. The next day, we go back to where this place was and it's during the day. And I just wanted to see what were they doing. I wanted to see the remnants of whatever it was. And we went upstairs in this house and there was like blood, dried blood and markings and bones of an animal all over. And then an actual sheriff came up and was like, what are you doing up there? And like they thought we were part of whatever. And I was like, oh no. And I explained what happened the night before and I'm like, I was just trying to investigate and see what was going on. And they were all in like capes and whatever. And he's like, we're actually the government, the sheriff's department had bought that land and they were putting sheriffs there to stop what was going on.
Really?
Because there was so much worshiping of whatever and black magic, as you call it. And yes, he validated everything that was going on. And we're like, holy shit.
Wow, yeah. People are fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The shit that people do, man.
I know. And then another place I went to that was like the haunted, you know, mansion, basically. It was an old girl's home. And it was like, who can make it up there to get in the window?
Right.
And because the guy shoots salt pellets at you. And I'm like, which hurts like hell. They're like BB guns.
Yeah.
But they go inside your skin and they burn.
Really?
It's salt. Yeah, it's awful. And then they send the dogs after you. But anyway, one time I made it all the way up there. And I got in and I opened up. No wonder he was doing it. Because I went into this one room and there was lines of black capes. Mm. And then I was like, oh my God, this is way bigger. And this is like further, same area, but further away. And then I started realizing, oh my gosh, all these places we're told to stay away from were because we're being warned to get away because they don't want you near there because that's the group of people that were doing it.
Right.
So it was really crazy. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
So yeah, I know it's big in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
It's creepy, but.
I know, especially in the South, you know, like.
Oh my gosh.
You know, all the voodoo.
Louisiana.
Like yeah, Louisiana.
Yep. Yeah, you know,
a lot of voodoo. Comes from the Caribbean, right?
It does come from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It does come from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Originally, Haiti, a lot of it. But, yeah, I mean, and Louisiana is a beautiful, beautiful town, and I love it there. Sorry, I meant New Orleans.
Yeah.
My brain's one place, and my
other's
another.
No, I know what you meant.
I love New Orleans. It's an amazing place. And, yeah, okay, I bought a voodoo doll while I was there.
Really?
Yeah, but it wasn't. I'm not going to use it.
Yeah.
Whatever you do comes back times three anyway. And I don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, karma's a bitch.
That's not me. I'm like a good person. I'm not like, but I bought it because it was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you going to see the movie The Dictator with Sacha Baron Cohen?
Oh, you know, well, Sacha Baron Cohen. So why wouldn't I?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
He's amazing, this guy. He's so fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go. I haven't seen a movie in a long time, but go see that. And we also got the new Mission Impossible on DVD, so I'm going to check that out.
Awesome.
Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
The Ghost Protocol. It should be pretty good. So we'll see that. Anyway, have a great trip.
Thank you.
Okay, travel safe. Did you get your ticket already and everything?
I did. I leave tomorrow.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, fly safe. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
We'll be missing you. And thanks all for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.